And joining me in the KRVS studios now, Professor Mark DeWitt and Steve Riley, here to talk about a fabulous week that's happening in the School of Music and more particularly in the traditional music program here at UL Lafayette. Dr. Mark DeWitt is the Tommy Como Memorial Chair in Traditional Music, and he has, from the first year you came here, you started these residency programs where you invited musicians to come in and work with your students. And Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys are in residency this week here at UL Lafayette. And it's a wonderful time as well because you all are celebrating your 25th anniversary as a group. So you have a lot to celebrate and a whole lot to share with these students.
Yeah, it's great to be here on campus and great to be a part of the program that Mark's in charge of. And a lot of great things have been happening in the past few years, and happy to be asked to come and do this.
Well, one of the things I'm so impressed with and that you're probably noticing is that the music department, in addition to the traditional music program, has added a music in business program, and they're really trying to explore all avenues that kids could be interested in getting into in music, whether it's the business aspect of it, the music media aspect, recording, or being performers like yourself. So that's an amazing richness in the School of Music. So, Mark, tell us why you wanted to have these residencies here at UL Lafayette.
The idea for residencies sort of predates my coming here, right? Because the friends of Dr. Tommy Como, you know, people like Todd Mouton and Sonny Landreth and Michael Doucet and Megan Barra, Renee Roberts, Quinn Hutzler, Kent Hutzler, all these people, Pat Mould, who came together to raise all that money that's now the endowment. They've had a lot of time, because it took a while to raise all that money. They had a lot of time to talk amongst themselves and to figure out kind of what the vision was for this thing. And part of the vision was to have these residencies, to have eminent musicians, if I may say so, coming to the campus to share with the students their experience as well as their music, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's – and the having Bosley come the first year was actually already the plan when I arrived. And so my job the first year was to execute the plan, which I did. And then subsequent years I've been able to figure out what I wanted to do with residencies. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Since then I've been sort of the one deciding who to invite and what to do.
Right. And, you know, Steve, as I was thinking about you coming here to talk about the residency and the importance of helping kids learn to become musicians or work in the industry, I have a very clear memory of a photograph of you in one of Philip Gould's books. And it's a really nice, juxtaposition of photographs. The first one is of you not on stage, looking up at a musician on stage. You may remember which musician it is, or it just shows your face.
I'm almost certain it was Dewey Balfa.
It might have been Dewey Balfa. And the intensity of the look on your face and that absolute desire to be there on stage was palpable. He's obviously a great photographer, but the look on your face, it's so strong. I've never seen a stronger image of someone who wanted to be a musician. So you know that feeling. You know that feeling of being on the other side and wanting to be a part of it. Does that inform your interaction with kids who come to you or who are so – because I think the other picture was of somebody looking at you on stage.
That's right. That's right.
So you did achieve that dream, and ever since then, you've been having people look up to you, kids who want to be performers. How do you approach that? How do you help them?
Well, I approach it in the way that, the older guys dealt with me. Mm-hmm. And, Dewey Balfa was very generous, very giving, and patient, and took me under his wing. He was my biggest musical hero. I got to meet him, play music with him, tour with him, and it was an amazing experience to see how he communicated with audiences outside Louisiana. And it's not just about learning the music. It wasn't for me. I mean, he groomed me to be a spokesman the way he was for the music and the culture. And, it's great to see so many young kids into it these days. And mm-hmm. when I have time, I definitely have a lot of requests for lessons. A lot of young talent all around South Louisiana.
That has grown when you talk about the number of young musicians, because I do remember a time when there was Beausoleil, and then you all came along, and there was a kind of a dearth of young musicians for a while. And then there has just been this explosion, generations of kids who have been inspired by your group in particular. 25 years with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. And I would think that your energy and youthful spirit really inspired a lot of those kids.
Well, that's nice. Thanks.
I think there are many people who would concur with that as well. So that's a big responsibility on you. You know, as you mentioned, learning from Dewey how to be an ambassador, how to be a conveyor of not just music but the culture. That's a big responsibility.
It is, you know, and I don't look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we just do what we do and just try and do it in the right way.
Yeah. So this week here at UL, what are some of the things you all are doing with the kids? What's your week like? What is Mark having you all do with the students? Have you done something already?
Yeah,
what
I think maybe I start by letting Steve talk about what he's done already, and then we can talk about what's going coming next.
All right.
I can't remember what we did yesterday. I'm sorry.
Well, the arranging class, Steve. Remember we went to Bob Luckey's jazz and commercial arranging class, and Bob's idea, which was a good one, I think, was to start with having the students show their work a little bit, what they've been working on. They've got some class projects coming up, which had to do with arranging parts of four parts of horns in close harmony, jazz tunes mostly. And it was kind of interesting because during that section of the class, like David Greeley and Kevin Wimmer were asking some questions too, like, how would you do that part? And, you know. So they were kind of getting into it.
So it was kind of a mutual education there.
Right, yeah.
Well,
I mean, these guys, you know, they knew what they were doing, but they were kind of curious as to how Bob was teaching it and what the students, what the kind of constraints the students were being given and things like that, yeah.
Well, what a great thing for those students to see how involved you all are in still continuing to learn and arrange and be interested in music. It's not something that you just figured out 25 years ago and then you're just doing the same thing. This is a process of learning.
It's definitely a constant learning process, and you realize that especially when you come, you know, to the music program at a university, which – you know, I don't get a chance to do too often.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see a lot of the kids in the music program here end up playing traditional zydeco, Cajun, you know, and they're great.
Yeah.
They're great at it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done a lot of things with Cajun music in the past 25 years, things that hadn't been done before with this music. And, you know, it's always been a part of what we do. And it was interesting to talk about that with the arranging class and today the music business class.
Mm-hmm. Did they have some interesting questions to ask?
They had a fair number of questions, actually, asking about various things because, I mean, basically Steve suggested that they talk about, well, how do they actually make a go of it?
If you want to be a musician.
If you want to be a full-time musician, how do you make a go of it?
Mm-hmm. How do you get paid? How do you get people to pay you? And how do you navigate that world? I mean, I know that you all have done that, navigated record companies, managers, you know, working with people who help you get to that point where you can be professional.
You're right. Early on, we came to the realization that this is a business. And lucky we had good friends like Peter Schwarz, who graduated from Harvard, came down, joined the band, and took over the management. And we had him with us for a long while, and we've always had a good team, good people behind us, good people taking care of the books because I'm not good at it.
Well, that's probably a great thing for those kids to know. Have someone in your group, someone you can trust who's really good at business. And I like the way you mentioned when you talk about you all have done so many different things over the years and that you have done things with music that people hadn't done before and that in this arranging class you're obviously talking about dealing with music, arranging traditional music and making new arrangements. But one of the things that makes this culture so special is that it is alive. It's not just folklore. It's not just in the archives. It is very much alive, whether with a group like yourselves who at one time were the very, very young generation, but 25 years later, you're coming to this university and educating these young musicians who are going to continue changing and arranging and keeping that culture alive and not just something on a shelf. I mean, that must be quite gratifying to you to see these kids interested in it.
It is. And whether it's Cajun music or jazz or whatever, you know, music is a universal language and, you know, it's just inspiring to see all the young talent around here. And, you know, it's also an education in itself.
So you're going to continue, you and your band members are going to continue working with Mark DeWitt students in the School of Music through the rest of this week. And then I believe you all are going to have an amazing concert on Friday that is an amalgamation of the Mamou Playboys as well as the UL Symphony Orchestra. And who else is going to be joining in on that?
Is it going to be our Cajun band for credit, I call it.
The ensemble.
Led by Mitch
Reed.
Cajun
ensemble.
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite a showcase of music. How's it going to work, Steve? Y'all are going to be playing with the orchestra?
We are going to play four tunes with the UL Symphony, and then we're going to play with the traditional music ensemble, and then we will play just us, along with David Greeley, who's going to sit in.
He's going to join you all. So did you all choose the four tunes that you're going to play with the orchestra, or did you let them choose what they felt they could work with?
Well, we've played with the orchestra, the Acadiana Symphony, twice in the past. So we used the charts and the music and the scores from four tunes that we've done with them.
Now, that is some arranging.
Well, it was some arranging to find them is what it was.
To find the charts?
Yeah, to find the charts because, you know, Steve and them have done it over a period of like 12 years or something like that. So it took a little doing to track them down, but we finally found them.
So what are the tunes that you're going to be playing with the orchestra?
Je ne regretterai.
Ah, perfect.
Which he's wearing on his T-shirt for the radio listeners who can't see it.
Yeah, that's a good traditional Cajun tune right there. And what else? Is there another waltz?
Mes Enfants.
Mes Enfants, which
is
another waltz.
Right?
Now, those two songs are waltzes, minor, and lend themselves towards to being backed.
By an orchestra.
Yeah. But we're also going to do two steps as well. And those are the songs that I wouldn't think would work as well, but it was fantastic when we did it with the Acadiana Symphony, and I look forward to doing them again. I'm sure they'll be just as good.
Well, I'm sure the orchestras are going to enjoy that as well. It's not often they get a chance to two-step with their violins.
Yeah. And one of them is going to be Vendredi Enfin. It's going to be on Vendredi. So
that's perfect as well. And I hope you're like getting T-shirts for all your students made, because that sounds like a good catchphrase for all musicians, to never regret anything, to embrace it all and change and grow over time and just keep learning.
The ups and the downs. There's a lot in this business. It can be heartbreaking at times, but it can be amazing at other times. Once I was hanging out with an old guy who was one of the original members of the Scatolites. And he said, you know, I'm not rich, but I've had a rich life. And that's the way you got to look at it.
That's a perfect phrase
music,
to pass on.
Music will take you to places you never dreamed, and that in itself is an amazing education. To realize that the world is a small place and our differences are not really that big.
Well, Mark, if he gets nothing else across to your students right there, that whole thing is worth it for those kids to hear that.
Right.
I mean, just as you spoke with the guy from the Scatolites, for them to be listening to you talk about that, that's worth so much. And kudos to you for keeping that alive, this whole residency idea in the traditional music program. Well, now that you've really gotten people interested in that concert and hearing you play with the orchestra and the ensemble, what are the details? What time is it going to happen, and where do people go?
Concert is going to be at 7:30 p.m. Friday evening in Angel Auditorium. Ducrest Gilfrey is the name of the auditorium, but it's in Angel Hall, and that's in the corner of McKinley Street and St. Mary Boulevard. And there's no advance ticket sales. They're just tickets day of the show. Tickets will go on sale at 6:30. Doors will open at 7. And it's free for students, faculty, and staff of the university. It's also free to anyone under 18, basically anyone high school or younger. And then $10 for adults, $5 for seniors.
All right. And this is an opportunity.
So the price is right.
It is absolutely right. Help celebrate 25 years of the Mamou Playboys, this great traditional music program that we have here at UL Lafayette, and just have a fabulous time listening to this music. And what kind of a set are you all going to be playing by yourselves? About how many tunes?
I'm not really sure, but we're going to play at least 30, 45 minutes.
All right.
And we'll do some a lot of originals that David wrote and that we played when he was in the group. And he and Kevin Wimmer have some great fiddle parts worked out to some of these tunes.
Well, a great way, again, to celebrate the work that you all have done and all the joy that you've brought everyone with getting people to dance. But, you know, there are a lot of people, and you hear them say, I just can't go out to the clubs anymore. I just can't. So this is their opportunity to get to hear the Mamou Playboys, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, enjoy it in the concert setting, see some wonderful playing with students, see you inspire the students, and then hear you play and play so many of your original tunes as well. And I would encourage people to go and find that photograph, because that is truly a joy to see. And I think that's in Philip's book on Cajun music in Zydeco.
That's right. Buy that book.
Or find it at least and see that photograph and see what it means to really, really want to be a musician and know that it can happen and that that dream can happen. And we're so fortunate to have groups like yours coming in and educating these students and inspiring them in the same way that Dewey Balfa did for you. You had to go out there and you didn't have somebody coming to your school and doing this, that you had to find it out in the festivals.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's made much easier these days than it was back then.
Absolutely. You had a lot of fun doing that too. Certainly don't regret any of that. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the UL Lafayette Traditional Music Program in the School of Music. Dr. Mark DeWitt is the Tommy Como Chair of Traditional Music here, and he has a residency each year when he brings in a group like Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, and they work with the students, all kinds of music students throughout the week, and then give a concert at the end of the week. So this Friday in Angel Hall Auditorium, you get to hear the Cajun Music Ensemble, the students, and the students in the orchestra, along with Steve Riley and his group as well, including David Greeley, who will be joining you all.
Right.
So do y'all have a project that y'all are working on right now, a new set of songs and recording?
We are in the process of working on a new album. And we're also going to end this 25th year, which has been a great year, one of the best years that I can remember, especially for me personally. The year started out with me sitting in with Willie Nelson's band. And I just knew if the year starts out that way, it's going to be good.
How could it end?
And sure enough, a month later, I won a Grammy Award with the band Cubillon, and then went on tour with Robert Plant with the Little Band of Gold. And the Playboys went on this amazing tour of Europe. And so to close out the year, we're going to throw a big party at ACA. And we're going to have a bunch of guests who have played with us, produced us, or recorded us in the past 25 years. Zachary Richard, Sonny Landreth, Roddy Romero, David Greeley, Peter Schwarz, and more. We're going to have video slideshows that will show old photos, old videos, testimonials. And that's December 12th and 13th. So we're going to in the year with a big bang.
Wow. So we get to continue celebrating this 25th anniversary with you all. What a year. What a way to celebrate your 25 years together. And just knowing all of the experiences they've had, how much richer it is for your students to be hearing these opportunities that you've had, that if you work really hard at it and you are open and you don't regret anything, that you too could tour with Willie Nelson and Robert Plant. And it can happen. From that intense look at that stage, from that very young boy, it can happen. What an inspiration, and what a great thing to bring Steve Riley and his group to hear to the students here at UL Lafayette. So they can look forward to this Friday, hearing your music, as well at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on the 12th.
12th and 13th.
And 13th. Okay. Rush to get your tickets now for that because I have a feeling they're not going to be here long. So call the ACA or go to their website and help to celebrate Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys in their 25th year. But you could do that this Friday as well. Help to celebrate and support the traditional music program
at
the university.
Yes, please do.
A lot of effort needs to go into that program, and you have so many more students interested in it, and it's interacting with so many aspects of the School of Music. So a great, great program, and we look forward to hearing how it develops over the years. If anybody would like more information about it, Mark, do you all have a website for the traditional music program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most concentrated source of information online is at www.tommycomo.com.
And you can find out about the traditional music program, whether you just want to help it out or you would like to be a student in the program. That would be a good place
to
go.
Right, or what courses are being offered next semester if you just want to cruise in and take a intermediate fiddle class or beginning accordion class or something like that.
That's right, because you don't have to be a major in order to take those classes.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so right. You too can learn how to play a traditional music instrument, or you can learn about the history of Cajun music. I know that you'll be teaching that course in
the spring, Christy Gilroy is going to be teaching that class.
Okay, so that's going to be an online or actually?
No, it's going to be in the classroom.
All right,
so you can hear about it from one of the other best musicians in Cajun music today, Christy Gilroy.
Wonderful. So you can be a music student or you can be a member of the community and still participate in the traditional music program and take classes. So find out more about that. Visit that website or give Dr. DeWitt a call in the School of Music.
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming by. Steve Riley, congratulations on 25 years. We look forward to 25 more.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping us in people's ears for that whole 25 years. You know, when our first record came out, we were a young band, and KRVS played that record and put us on the map and have kept us there ever since.
It was a pleasure then, and it's a pleasure now as well, and we're looking forward to those records continuing to come out. So we celebrated our 50th, and so we met Steve Riley and the Mom of Playboys right there in the middle, and we're still playing you, so it's thoroughly been a pleasure. Well, thank you both for coming by. The concert is this Friday, 7:30 in Angele Hall Auditorium. Steve Riley and the Mom of Playboys with the Cajun Music Ensemble and the UL Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. We're looking forward to that evening. Thank you both.
Thanks, Judith.
You.